Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is God's Awesome Creation. Let's pray. Father, we come today ready to receive from your precious word, and we choose to apply this message to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you're going to talk today about this topic, God's Awesome Creation. We had a family vacation recently, which included a visit to the Grand Canyon. The view from the top down is breathtaking from the West Canyon Sky Bridge, as the canyon is so massive. And it made me think about how awesome everything on earth is that God created. And that includes forming us out of the dust of the earth. We touched on this subject a few weeks ago with the eclipse, but the Holy Spirit put it on my heart to talk more about it again today. Let's start in Genesis 1:1 in the New International Version. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Folks, we have to choose to put our trust in the Word of God, the most read book by far in the history of mankind. God cannot lie, and He created the heavens and our earth. Nobody but God knows exactly how He did it. So those caught up in fossil dating, think about this possibility, that God took some of the rocks from another planet when He formed the earth. So some of those rocks could be millions of years old because we don't know what existed before God created our planet Earth. We have to choose to have faith in God. But I think that is easier than believing we came from monkeys, right? If that were true, why aren't we still evolving from monkeys today? Now let's go to Genesis 1:1-2 in the Amplified Classic Bible. 1. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, the earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. My friends, I like verse 1, that the earth and heavens were prepared, formed, and fashioned. God could have created the earth or recreated the earth, or created the earth from nothing, or rocks from other planets. We won't know until we get to heaven how He did it. He just did it. Otherwise, you and I would not be here today. Now, Genesis 1, the Amplified Bible, the creation. 1, in the beginning, God, Elohim, created by forming from nothing the heavens and the earth. Folks, we don't know when God created the universe. Did He create the planet Earth later on? Or recreate planet Earth? Faith is belief in the unseen realm, and God's wisdom is so far beyond human wisdom. 2, the earth was formless and void, or waste and emptiness, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, primeval ocean that covered the unformed earth. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. My friends, we do know that the Holy Spirit was working with Father God to create the earth, and He is still working with Father God today, and He works with us if we're a born-again child of God. 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Folks, aren't you glad for this verse, or it would be dark out all the time? And think about God putting the sun in a perfect location, not too close to earth and not too far from earth. For God saw the light was good, pleasing, useful, and He affirmed and sustained it, and God separated the light, distinguishing it from the darkness. 5, God called the light day and the darkness night, and there was evening and there was morning one day. 6, and God said, let there be an expanse of the sky in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters below the expanse from the waters above the expanse. 7, and God made the expanse of sky and separated the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse, and it was so, just as He commanded. 8, God called the expanse of sky heaven, and there was evening and there was morning a second day. Folks, God can do a lot in one day, huh? 9, then God said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place of standing, pooling together, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. My friends, have you ever thought about how many gallons of water that are on the earth? God figured all that out at creation. 10, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good, pleasing, useful, and he affirmed and sustained it. 11, so God said, let the earth sprout tender vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit according to, limited to, consistent with their kind, whose seed is in them upon the earth, and it was so. Folks, those of you that like vegetables should be very thankful that I'm not God, as I would have made less vegetables if I created the earth. Let's drop down to verse 16. God made the two great lights, the greater light, the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. He made the galaxies of stars also, that is, all the amazing wonders in the heavens. My friends, isn't it amazing we have the sun for daytime and the moon for nighttime light? 17, God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to provide light upon the earth. 18, to rule over the day and the night and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and he affirmed and sustained it. 19, there was evening, there was morning, a fourth day. 20, then God said, let the water swarm and abundantly produce living creatures, and let birds soar above the earth in an open expanse of the heavens. Folks, birds don't worry about a thing. God provides all their food every day. 21, he created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the water swarmed according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good, and he affirmed and sustained it. 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. My friends, God created animals and humans to be fruitful and multiply. 23, and there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. 24, then God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to, limited to, consistent with their kind, livestock, crawling things, and wild animals on the earth according to their kinds. And it was so, because he had spoken them into creation. 25, so God made the wild animals of the earth according to their kind, and the cattle according to their kind, and everything that creeps and crawls on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, pleasing, useful, and he affirmed and sustained it. 26, then God said, let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make man in our image, according to our likeness, not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, over the entire earth, and over everything that creeps and crawls on the earth. Folks, the devil and his people are trying to twist this truth today, but man has complete authority over the animals and the earth. 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. My friends, God created male and female, period. Nothing additional. 28, and God blessed them, granting them certain authority, and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subjugate it, putting it under your power, and rule over, dominate the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and every living thing that moves upon the earth. 29, so God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of the entire earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you. 30, and to all the animals in the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that moves on the ground, to everything in which there is a breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so, because he commanded it. And 31, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and he validated it completely, and there was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day. Folks, our awesome God created this amazing earth and everything on it and everything in the universe. What an amazing God we serve. Please take a moment today to look at the beauty of this earth that our God created. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for this earth. We're thankful you created us and you gave us breath, Father. We are so thankful, Father, that you're a good God, a merciful God, and you sent your Son Jesus to pay the price for us. And all we have to do is receive that sacrifice by accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we can look forward to heaven with you forever. Father, we thank you for it. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.